Giant marmites. To the south of Saint-Thomé runs River Logna, forming a narrow gorge that served as a natural defence for the hill fort, since from the upper part to the river bed there is a height of about 100 metres. From the hill fort's upper part, the site descended towards the river in terraces oriented to the south, which made the space an ideal place for the cultivation of wine by its inhabitants. Today, the natural flow of the Logna River is regulated by the Castadón Reservoir, which was built upstream in 1929 in order to supply water to the city of Ourense. However, the steeply winding course of the river at the foot of Saint-Thomé gives us an idea of the erosive capacity of the Logna in this area. In fact, the force of the water was capable of altering the granite formations of its bed, forming the marmitas de gigante, giant marmites, unique cavities in the rock, normally circular, formed by the mechanical erosion of the stones dragged along by the current. River Logna, and possibly also River Minho, formed part of the daily life of the inhabitants of Saint-Thomé, who took advantage of it to obtain water and food. This is evidenced by the remains of fishing equipment, specifically U-shaped lead weights that were used for the nets. These weights would be related to a current fishing gear known as plumb line, already documented in Roman times, which consists of a circular net that is thrown in shallow places and that, when it is caught, the weights join together to form a bag in which the fish are trapped. From the city of Ourense, we can walk to the Saint-Thomé hill fort along a path that runs alongside River Logna, joining Mende to the River Minho. In addition to the remains of several water mills, the monumental medieval bridge, already documented in 1238, stands out. And to connect Mende to Saint-Thomé, there is a cobbled path that has existed since 1153.